This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jazz
and Vic.
And yeah, sorry guys about last week's episode. Literally, I was just shattered. So yeah, I couldn't do it. I was just like, I can't today. But we're into a new week.
Mm-hmm.
We're in spring? Is it technically spring now?
Or as the corporate girlies say, Q2.
Oh gosh.
Everyone on Twitter is like, we're in Q1, we're in Q2, we're in Q... Relaz.
I actually understand when people are like, how can you bring corporate speak into like the real world? And then there was people replying saying, we own businesses.
Sorry. No, some people are really standing on business.
No, anyways, fair enough. I don't even know, like, what is going on in the world these days. I feel like life is a blur. That's what it feels like.
What do you feel like? Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, but they're saying like there's been an eclipse, or there is an eclipse coming or something like that. I think it's supposed to be tomorrow, even, well, today when the book comes out. So I don't know, but I just genuinely think life is lifing. Like, I just feel like, is this adulting for real?
It is for real. This is what it is. If I'd known.
I feel sick.
If I had known. I would have enjoyed. Like, I didn't enjoy my childhood. Like, I was just there being like, I was just coasting, but I didn't enjoy it. Like, I should have went on the swings more.
Yeah.
I should have watched more TV. I should have enjoyed more. I should have held my friends' hands more with more conviction, because I didn't know that adulthood would be so long.
Yeah. 4 wings and chips for a pound. I should have bought more.
What?
I should have really...
Should have stayed out more. What's my parents going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
I should have asked for more pocket money.
Wow. Exactly.
Ah. Gosh, life is just... Like, adulting is dead.
It's crazy. I can't believe we went to school from 9 to 3. The other day, I was at work and I was thinking, oh, this is actually the time that we clocked out of school. 3 p.m.
I know.
Crazy.
I know. Crazy. Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. Do you know what it is? Obviously, I think when we see like our parents, I'm not going to say that we didn't see our parents go through it. We definitely did. But I think the true extent of adulting, I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. didn't see the true extent of it. And boy.
You said that they were making it seem lit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like you are in charge of everything, like the responsibilities of even just being an adult. Like there's like you're constantly doing admin, you're constantly looking at letters, having to chase things, having to call people, having to do customer service, having to be on top of things. And if not, it's peak.
Yeah, there's literally no one to fall back on as well.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
You have got to do it.
And I guess that's why, because I saw this TikTok of this girl. She gives all her money to her boyfriend when she gets paid. And I guess what that's why, because I'm seeing this kind of like increase of like, oh, you know, I get, you know, he sorts everything out and I'll just, you know, sit here and be pretty. And I really, really get that. But like not knowing where, and I think that's why a lot of people have joint accounts, because then you can see where things are going. Yeah. Everybody has visibility. Even if he's paying everything, it's, at least you still have visibility on where everything's going, or have visibility that he's actually being paid.
Yeah.
Because he could be saying that it is, and next thing you know, he's hiding the letters. He's hiding the reminder letters while he's buying you shoe and bag. But yeah, I did see this one on TikTok. This girl was like, she gives all the money to him. I was like, and she was like, he gives her an allowance. But I was like, he gives you an allowance from your money? Like, but I get that. Exactly. I guess that's why people do it, because they don't want to deal with bills. They don't want to deal with calling up if they've been overcharged, all that kind of stuff.
That stinks. Sorry, that stinks.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
like she told her comments off.
Yeah, when I saw, oh, I give my boyfriend my salary, and I, yeah, when I saw that TikTok of her saying, oh, I give my salary to my boyfriend and I just cook and clean.
Oh, I didn't know she was cooking and cleaning, chat, but okay.
I'm just like, are you all right? But I guess to each their own, if it works for her, it works for her. But
soft life, innit?
Yeah, it doesn't sound soft if you're still working and you're just giving your hard earnings into some.
Where's the savings, sis?
Even if she said half or something, you give the whole thing.
I don't know.
And you let him manage it.
Because the thing is, if when you break up, you have nothing.
Nothing.
That's the annoying thing. Like, I know it's just the truth. It's the truth of the matter. I saw people going on about this online, like, oh, you know, people saying there's marriage certificate. But listen, if you break up, you have, where are your savings? He has your savings. And yes, he may seem nice, but when you break up, maybe he's not. I don't know. But
and he might even be creating savings from your salary.
Jeez, man. That's why some men are looking for women to build. Yeah, I need someone to build with. They're really using you as blocks to build. Hey! A little magic, God forbid.
Oh gosh, but yeah, how have you been, Vic?
Yeah, I've been all right. How are you, hun?
Yeah, just literally life. You know, like I feel like I've been in a blender for like 2 months now. I feel do you know what it is? I feel like I'm on autopilot, but I'm spinning.
My friend said something yesterday. She was like because I was like, oh, adulthood is just kind of same old. And she was like, that's, it's better to have no news like that. I think you actually said it when we spoke about it as well, like you were like, it's better to kind of like, yes, it's kind of like boring and it's the same old routine, but it's better to now than have like a madness every single week.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true.
But yeah, I completely get you. But yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just routine.
Yeah, do you know what it is? I feel like I get easily, I don't want to say easily, but I feel like I get overwhelmed by a lot. Like I feel like I'm the kind of person where I need to just, like, I struggle to have multiple things going on at the same time, even if it's going smoothly.
But I think, Jasmine, I don't think it's normal for us to be doing that. I don't think it's normal for us to be like, you got to raise your child, you got to sort admin, you got to sort, go to work, you got to do all this, you got, and all at the same time, you got to maintain friendships all at the same time, and then other stuff that creeps up, you, and then you've got to make sure that you're all managing it all well. I think sometimes we go through sometimes we're going through a lot. Like, our brains are like it's the spinning word you used. Our brains are spinning.
That's literally what I feel like I've been going through the last couple of months, like I just feel like I'm constantly spinning, 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 spinning. And it's like, if I break everything down, if I quantify it, everything is actually okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's fine, but it's just all at the same time.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm in a daze.
Mm.
And I feel like I just need to clock out of everything. I think that's the dangerous part, where I just feel like I need to clock out, as in I need a week of nothing.
Why don't you take a week off?
Because, do you know what it is? It's because, how do I explain it? Like a week off of work doesn't equate to a week off of everything else.
Yeah, because the admin's still there. Mm.
Yeah, the admin is still there. Sorry, God forgive me, Kaya. But Kaya's still there. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like everything is just... It doesn't feel like it's true entire rest.
Mm. But you could kind of make it like a rest-esque. So it's like you're sleeping in a little bit more. You're going to designate 1 hour to admin. You know, Kaya's still there, but it's kind of like, Kaya, I just need some more independent time. Or you're kind of like... where can she go? And it's kind of annoying because it's like, okay, I've got to take her there, come back. But it's kind of like just knowing that, okay, I might have to do another favor. Like you might have to, let's say you take her to your mum's or something. And you're like, mum, I know you're really busy right now, but I owe you one. I don't know when, but I owe you one. I just need me right now.
Yeah.
And like, I think you can kind of like manage, even if it's just a few hours, like 2-3 hours. Like just you time, and you're just like, I'm gonna soak this up. I'm doing nothing. I just need to breathe. And if you do that for a week, you might feel a little bit lighter, just a little bit lighter, just a little bit. It's not the full extent, but just a little bit.
Sorry, you could talk about the way you're saying it. It's reminding me of quick snack.
Just a quick snack, and a little fruit juice to balance it out. I love her so much. We'll talk about Madame Adwa.
Adwa. Yeah.
The Ghanaian girl. You know, have you been to Ghana? Ghana. Doesn't ring a bell. Do you know, is your name Akuya? Akuya? I've never heard that name. I'm from the States.
Honestly, she's so funny.
But yeah, Jazz, listen. That spinning thing where you're just like, I need lockdown.
Yeah. That's the point where I am. Like, I'm just like, I need to be locked down. That's it. But yeah, maybe this is adulthood for real. Damn. And maybe this is modern adulthood.
Damn.
Like, maybe, do you know what I was thinking? And it's not a new thought at all, but obviously I feel like our adults, you know. but like our parents and stuff, I feel like they might have been able to clock out.
Bam. They enjoyed. No, it's a generation thing. Yeah. They enjoyed. They were able to have homes that were affordable, even if you wanted to rent or buy. They were able to, like, there was so much, Jasmine. Their times were just so different. Their salaries were able to stretch longer.
Yeah, yeah.
My parents had two cars at one point. I still can't believe that.
And I think you even mentioned as well, isn't it? Like, I think you said on the pod that, like, your dad said the way things are now, like, he couldn't.
No.
Yeah, he couldn't do the stuff he was doing back then.
No, exactly. And
he's in a better financial position.
Yeah, exactly. Because one time, when me and my brother were like 10, and he was 10, I was 11, my dad had a Mercedes. He said he got stolen when we lived in East London. He said he couldn't have that car now. That old car, he said he couldn't have it now. He can't afford it now.
Mm.
Do you know how insane that is? That's just...
Yeah, it's actually so, like, depressing to think about. Like, that's crazy.
That blows my mind.
It's crazy.
It's peak. And the thing is, I'm always trying to catch myself and trying to be like, oh, don't just, you know, find a way out of it. But sometimes you can't find your way out of capitalism. Like, you can't, do you know what I mean? Everyone's going to feel it. It's just...
Yeah. And however, they, and, you know, however, to get to a point. Ooh, sorry.
However, what's that guy's name? Jay Shetty.
Which one is that one?
Do you know he's like a guru? He's kind of like a Stephen Bartlett kind of vibe.
Is he the one where they said that he lived in?
He's a monk.
Yeah, he said that he did that, but they, I think, some investigative journalists said that's a lie.
Yeah, some of it.
Oh wow!
Should I be honest on this pod about my feelings? Sometimes I want to be honest about my feelings. I'm like, is this gonna bite me in the bum?
No, be honest.
Okay. When I watch his podcast, yeah, I like it because he's so overwhelmingly positive, and sometimes I need that. Like, okay. But sometimes when I'm watching it, I'm like, there's not saying he's fake. I'm not talking about his credentials and all that, but I'm like, is this just a performance? So when I heard that, oh yeah, he's made stuff up, I was like, okay, yeah, I can kind of gather that, because I already felt like.
Like he's a fraud.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't want to get cancelled, but like, I don't know. I already felt that. So when people say, I was like, yeah, I kind of, yeah, okay. But I'm still gonna watch it because he's so positive. And sometimes when I leave after watching these episodes, I feel like, oh yeah, yeah, I can be more confident. Oh yeah, I can take on that. I can do this. I can do that. So he serves his purpose. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's here to make content to make you feel positive, to make you feel more empowered. He's not here to, like, you know, tell you the realities of the world. It kind of serves its purpose in that way, and that's why it's got the views that it does. But he did say something really interesting once, and he was saying something about, like, he had that girl from Call Her Daddy podcast on, and he was saying how it doesn't matter if you're famous or it doesn't matter if you're rich. You know, we all kind of go through the same thing. Like, when it comes to losing our jobs, when it comes, and I was like, no, stop right there. No, we don't. Because if you lose a brand deal and I lose a job, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, rich people are so delusional. Anyways. I wanted to talk today about Jackie Aina and her perfumes.
Yes.
Now, I'm so excited that she's got this, because I know she's like a massive perfume, you know, fan. She loves them, and she's always talking about like these really, really expensive niche brands. So I was like, and I do like the perfumes that she recommends. So I was really, really excited when she said she was bringing out her own one. However, it's not available in the United Kingdom.
Which I'm very surprised about.
So annoying. So annoying.
We can't have shit, for real.
No, we can't, because even Jasmine was saying that the topicals?
Yeah, the topicals faded serum is apparently, anyway, allegedly, they're different formulas from the US.
This place doesn't let us have anything, none of the good stuff.
Hmm.
But yeah, so I remember seeing, anyways, it's not available here, which is kind of annoying, because I really, really wanted to smell them. I felt like the NDA one looks like it smells like invite only from Kayali. And then the lemon one looks like it smells like this perfume called Bake by a brand called Akuro. So I was really excited to smell them, but obviously we can't get our hands on them.
And then someone's making a trip to the States anytime soon and would like to, you know, do your favorite podcast a nice solid.
Please.
Then, please.
Just a discovery set. Please, because that's $28. Please. And then we can review it. That would be great. Because one of them looks like a bit of you, Jasmine. The white one. I can't remember what it's called now. But it's got like, apparently it's got white musk, apricot. But it gives...
Oh, I love a white musk.
Yeah, it gives Glossier You.
Oh, vibes. Nice.
Like, it gives kind of like, you know, fresh skin kind of vibes.
Okay.
Which is not really me. But I was like, Jazz would like this.
Yeah, but, if someone can get us a small discovery set.
Just a quick one.
Yeah,
a quick
just
snack.
A quick one. Quick snack.
But yeah, that whole thing was crazy. So she came out with the bottles, and people are like, oh, the bottles look cheap. The bottles look this, the bottles look that.
Before you move on,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you directly.
Okay.
What do you think?
I've got two things to say about this. When I first saw
what do you think of the packaging?
When I first saw the packaging, I didn't think the packaging looked tacky. My issue was the italic writing that went sideways. I just felt like, what the hell? Like, it didn't look succinct. Like, it just looked a bit, And the capitalization, I didn't like it. I wouldn't lose sleep over it. I wouldn't not buy it because of that. But I just felt like, oh, this could have been done a bit better. Or, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or even if it was, down the side of the bottle, it didn't need to be there. I felt like it just, and also because all the writing was black on one of the PR images we saw. However, I've seen the girls review it now, and the bottle looks, the bottle actually looks a lot better. Like the writing's actually all in gold, and it's all engraved. Because I thought it was just a sticker. It's all engraved. It looks a lot better, but I do think the capitals were a bit, and the italics were like a bit, you know.
Yeah.
It would have been sleeker if it was.
Yeah. Okay. My honest opinion is, like, when I saw it, I immediately thought, it can't be. Yeah, I was just thinking, do you know what it is? It was giving apprentice when Alan Sugar says, you've got an hour to create a brand. That's what it was giving, like the packaging. And that's not even me trying to be funny, but I feel like because like you said, she's almost a perfume, I don't want to say connoisseur, but she loves perfumes. She has so many different perfumes. All the bottles and stuff that she has sight of every single day. And I just thought, is this like the best that you came up with? And I'm not going to say it's her, because I would like to think that she employed a team to do it, but also maybe not. I don't know. But I think when I saw the packaging, I was just a bit like, maybe she's going for like a bit more on the affordable side.
I definitely think so, because if it's £63 for 50 ml, and then you have, like, you know, for example, that Prada Paradox perfume, that's I think I saw that in stores for like £65 for 30 ml.
For 30?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think she's trying to be more affordable, because the people are like, oh, it's not affordable. I'm like, you're like, I don't want to be snobbish. You don't buy perfume. You don't. That's actually very affordable, because Penn and Halligan's will dash £200 on your head top and you have to buy it. What are you going to do?
Tom Ford is like 200 and something for,
and that doesn't last,
for 50 mil.
Unless something. You get the heavy hitters from there.
I still need that Blanc Soleil.
The Blanc Soleil. I think I got a dupe for that. One second. Let me.
You've got
Blanc,
a dupe?
Wait, Blanc Soleil. Is it the coconut one?
I don't know if it has coconut in it. I'm not sure.
Blanc Soleil.
Yeah, it's the white and gold.
Tom.
White bottle, gold sort of plate on it.
Oh, I got you.
You got a dupe? Dupe me.
If it's coconut, I have got a dupe. It's from Next. It's called Summer. Actually, I have it with me. It's called Summer Sun from Next.
Okay, I'm going next today.
Come manage it.
Okay.
But
it's called Summer what? Sorry, say it again.
Summer Sun.
Summer Sun. Okay, cool.
But yeah, the perfumes. Yeah, I feel. You know, I do feel like it did look a bit more youthful, a little bit more. On the, like, Ariana Grande side of, you know, a bit more. But at the same time, I did think, like, if she came out with, like, just normal bottles that were just, like, cylinder, round, I feel like people might still cuss her and be like, oh, it's boring, or it's boring, or it's boring. Like, you should have done something fun. And, like, she did say that the bottles were inspired by her engagement ring. So I feel like sometimes I like to praise brands when they do something cool, like something different, I suppose, because I haven't really seen that kind of bottle before. However, I do get when people are like, oh, you know, it kind of gives a bit more, you know, younger. But then again, the full affordability type of vibes. If she was going to make the Tom Ford bottles, then she probably have to yank up the price, maybe.
Yeah. Because Tom Ford bottles are no joke. They're solid. They're proper solid.
And apparently her bottles as well are glass and they're quite heavy.
Okay,
so it's not plastic like what people thought. So, but my thing is, we can all have our criticism and be like, oh, you know, I kind of wish that it was italic and stuff. I was still going to buy it regardless. But like, yeah, the way people have come out in droves to kind of like shit on her, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I thought like it was too much. Like, you can be like, yeah, the bottles aren't the greatest, or yeah, you know. But I felt like people were using it to be like, you see, it even makes sense why the bottles are not like that, because her black girl living,
I saw
black
people
girl
talking about her
luxury is
kind of
cringe.
luxury.
Have you seen her house? You lot's house is not like that. You lot's house is not. You lot are not wearing Fendi top to bottom. You're not. You saved all year to buy that one Fendi bag. Yes, you did. Like I would. She went to Paris to go to buy her Fendi because she could. Like,
Wow.
it's not the same. Like, I felt like people were so mean, Jasmine. And then
Yeah.
it led on to the auntie thing. And I saw this. So basically, guys, if you don't know, Jackie Aina doesn't like to be called auntie. And I don't care if she used to use it as her brand before. If someone tells you not to do something, yeah, just don't do it. And I just find it interesting. When people don't like you, they will do everything to like
Yeah.
find ways. Because let's say an influencer that was kind of like more likable. Let's say Melissa Woodruff said, "Don't call me auntie." You lot would never in your lifetime would be doing these kind of essays. You'd be, even if Melissa, let's say, you know how Melissa got, it's a lifestyle, hun. If she said tomorrow, "I don't like that phrase, guys, don't use it anymore," you lot would never use it again. Zero. But because it's Jackie and people don't like her. However, I don't want to say people don't like her, because she has more. It's kind of like the haters are loud, the loudest kind of vibe.
Yeah,
Yeah.
do you know what it is? There's just a weird, I do find there's a weird energy around her and around Patricia Bright, but I won't get into Patricia Bright today. But I feel almost like, don't get me wrong, I know that Jackie has done something a bit weird. Like, I think it was with like the NSARS thing.
Yeah,
Was
yeah.
it that she created a candle or something with, and it was kind of like, what the hell are you doing right now? That was definitely strange, very, very, very strange, shocking. But there does seem to be an element of people are almost preying on her downfall.
Defo.
And again, like you said, I think the criticisms with the perfume is valid. Obviously, a new product comes out, people are gonna analyze it, scrutinize it.
Of
Cool.
course.
But yeah, I was seeing TikToks of people saying, oh, Jackie Aina blocked me for calling her auntie.
Okay.
Or saying, oh, but what is it she said? She said something specifically,
No, there
Victor.
was one girl, remember?
Yeah,
She
she
blocked
said,
me. She blocked me for saying that she's not beating the auntie
yes.
allegations.
And it's like,
Okay.
it's
Do
like,
you
are
know?
you surprised that she blocked you then?
Imagine scrolling on TikTok and you see your friend say that. I'd be so shy. Like, oh my God, like, this is my friend. Like, my friend is really in like antagonizing people and not expecting to be blocked. People do that all the time. But I just find that so interesting, because people do that, for example, if they think that, and someone capitalized it so well, because I was like, why is this thing irking me? Someone said, if people think your wig doesn't look nice, or they think that you dress a bit like, because sometimes she wears like booba, I don't know what the translation of that is, but like you know, like those African clothes, it's like head to bottom, and it's just like one material. I don't know what that material is called.
Okay.
But
I think
anyway,
I know what you mean, yeah.
yeah. So people, and she, you know, but at the same time, Jackie shows skin. I don't know what people want from her. But people do this thing where if they don't think your wig lays nice, or they think your makeup's a little tiny bit ashy, or this, that, even though she doesn't even fit those boxes, or they think that, they think that, yeah. Then they decide, oh yeah, it's given auntie, like it's given auntie, like, no, nah, like she's not a hot girl, like it's given auntie, like, you know, she's a bit too, you know, she's cleaning her house, she's ironing her bed, she's given auntie, like, you know. People do that when they don't really rate what you're doing. They dash you that title, and I clocked it, and I was like, yeah, that's why they're calling her that. That's exactly why they're calling her that.
But I just find it's just a very weird behavior. Because I was even saying to Vic, like, I don't even watch all of Jackie's videos like that, but even I know she doesn't like to be called auntie. So it's like people calling her auntie or saying, oh yeah, you're not beating up the auntie allegation. I just find it very interesting when people act like they're not also gonna
Okay.
get to the point where, do you know what I mean?
But she said that people older than her were calling her auntie.
That's
Don't
crazy.
piss me off. Why are
That's
you? Why are
crazy.
you? 40 calling me auntie. Like, stop
That's
it.
Crazy.
And I said to Jasmine, imagine our listeners calling us auntie. Like, don't. I'm not your auntie. No, no, guys. We're sis. It's sis. What? Auntie. Yeah. And the thing is, I get what she means, because it's like, you're assuming that person has it all figured out, and literally none of us do. Like, literally none of us do.
But I feel like, do you know what it is? I feel like there's two types of auntie. I think I'm doing a lot with this. I am. But I feel like there's obviously the normal way of using auntie, where it's like, you know, an elder, you're being respectful, this, that, and the other. But there's the other side to auntie where it's an insult. Do you know what I mean? There's definitely two ways about it. And I feel like people are being disingenuous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because people are trying to do the thing, because she's like, her dad's Nigerian. So they're trying to do the thing like, oh, well, she's Nigerian. So, you know, in that culture, they call everybody auntie. They call but it's like, no, she doesn't want to be called auntie. And they're like, oh, but it's a term of endearment. I'm showing respect and you're rejecting it. But it's like, she doesn't want to be called it. Why are you forcing that on her? Because you hate her. You would never call Tracee Ellis Ross auntie. And she's even older.
Yeah.
You would never call her auntie. You'd never call, because you think she's cool. You think she's fly. But when you see Jackie, you think, oh, yeah, yeah, it's giving, you know, it's not my aesthetic. So dash her the auntie. Also, I can't even fathom to call someone auntie, especially another black woman, because I'd just be thinking to myself, I'm just calling you old.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm probing at your age. Do you know what I mean?
110%. And I think a lot of people are lying if they're not, if they're saying, oh yeah, it's just a respect thing. It's a respect. Oh yeah, especially Nigerian like that. I disagree with that. Yeah, you don't like her, and I think some people even believe that they do. But I feel inside, something about Jackie Aina gets to you, and I feel like we're very scared to use the term jealous. Even just now, I hesitated to say it, but. But I feel like some people have some sort of envy or jealousy towards Jackie Aina. And I would get it. I would completely understand it. She's a black woman that had humble beginnings, like a lot of us can relate to. But she's managed to forge a career, an amazing career as well, out of what people deem as an easy job. And she's making millions. She's living in an amazing house, it looks like, from what we've seen.
She's got that, what's that, Mercedes car?
A handsome fiance. And he's a Brit. Sorry to laugh. But it's like, I feel like there's something that irks people about her success.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a few years ago, like, you know, before she started getting the big money, you know, she was still making content quite regularly, but it was before the big time from she what we
yeah,
saw.
Because yeah. when people can't relate,
a lot of support. Yeah,
when people can't relate, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, you need to humble. But yeah, I knew everything had changed when I saw her G Wagon. she had a green matte G Wagon.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
With her logo on it. I said, oh shit. She's rich.
Yeah.
And good for her. She deserves it. But the thing again with the perfume thing, this is why it kind of annoyed me a little bit when people are like, oh my days, like, how is she promoting this? There's so, I'm not, like, even me, I love perfume, and I can say that, I'm not the biggest fan of that font, but there's some perfume bottles that I have that are like, these are so fucking impractical. It's not just Jackie's perfume. Like, I feel like people were just like, it's Jackie and Jackie only. For example, I love Carolina Herrera, their perfume, the shoe.
Yeah.
That perfume, I put in my bag one time, it was stabbing me. Like, there's so many perfume bottles that, even one of my favourite perfume houses, Montale, the French brand, a lot of people, in fact, I was even surprised that a lot of people do not like the way the packaging is.
Because it's
got this little clip thingy that dangles, and people also don't like the fact that it's like a tin.
Okay, I get you.
But I do think because their perfumes are quite oil-based, so apparently that's why. But people have criticism for a lot of perfumes, a lot. Like, in fact, a lot of people don't like Hayali bottles.
Okay.
I saw a lot of people saying that they found it quite childish. In fact, some people don't even like Hayali perfume. I saw this girl went on this massive rant page on TikTok, and she was like, they're all cheap and shit smelling. I said, fair.
Yeah,
and also another thing is, I saw another person on Twitter saying, "Oh, these the scents of Jackie's perfumes look uninspiring and boring."
Wow.
Have you smelt it with your nose?
They wanted what's it called? Oud. They wanted Jackie Anna to sell oud, maybe.
And then she
I just feel like she
300 and you like,
yeah. Do you know what it is? Yeah, I just feel like she. This was one where she wasn't going to win. And the signs were there from when she did the promo video for it.
People
started doing discourse that about the fact that she removed all the perfumes. And people were saying, it's consumerism. Listen.
That one annoyed me because I just felt like she's always had those bottles there.
Yeah. And people were doing breakdown analysis of the advert and why it means.
Do like this. Do like this. Brief. Let it go. Guys, cool down.
Yeah, and you know what? I completely agree. I feel like there is a lot of consumerism, but what I will say is what makes her a little bit different, or where I'll give her grace, is the fact that she is a beauty influencer, and I feel like a lot of those were probably sent to her.
Mm-hmm.
She probably did buy a lot of them, but mm-hmm. I feel like a lot were probably sent to her.
People do too much. I'm sorry. When I saw that consumerism conversation, I was just like... Because someone said she's literally so someone had this take, and this is when I said the internet is insane, and that's when I said content creators are for their community. If you're not in the community, you won't get it. I saw the video and I got it immediately. I was like, Jackie's coming out with a fragrance or a home perfume. I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
This girl said that, oh yeah, she removed every single one of her bottles to say that you should only buy my one.
But even if that was the case, okay. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know another thing I saw? I think I noted this to you, Jasmine. Why was it mainly Black British people cussing Jackie the most? Why are we leading on the charge? We're such bad vibes. Let me tell you why we're bad vibes, Jasmine. Because in America, that perfume has sold out. I was watching this influencer. He was from a place in Florida called... What was the place called? Tana... It was some obscure place in Florida. Tallahassee. How do you say that?
Oh, sorry, I can't breathe.
One obscure place like this. I said, where the hell is that? She said, guys, even in my place, in my city, she said it's sold out. I was like, wow. Wow. And all the Black Brits that come in to do use their throats to be like, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Her luxury is cringy. See. That's what we know. See.
I think it's good. I think it's good that she doesn't really sit here. Because but it's true. Because I feel like the Black Brits are not gonna buy it. I feel like a lot of us would, but it won't have the same response over here just because of the discourse that's been going on, which is a shame. It's a damn shame. But do you know what? I don't think it's just a Black British thing. I think it's a British thing.
Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Because do you know what made me determine that? Sorry, I should laugh. But you sent me the Molly May thing.
Oh, with my the perfume. Gosh, it's all of us, yeah. yeah. Guys, so
it's just the Brits as a whole.
Imagine this person was really annoyed that Molly Mae has her perfume collection. And Molly Mae's perfume collection, compared to an influencer, is light.
It's a quick snack. Molly Mae's perfume collection is, I would
light.
Say, yeah.
I like, think I might yeah, have this.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of us wouldn't have far off of
no.
Molly Mae.
You know, you can tell Molly's collection is pretty much...
It's not excessive, is
yeah,
what I would say.
You can see it's like, this is, I like all these scents. You can tell.
Yeah.
However, some influencers, this is where I think some perfume heads are they've lost their minds. Because why have you got the whole of Perfume de Marly in your yard? You're not using. You're not. You don't like all the scents. Yeah. Come on, you don't. You're not using all this. Anyways, someone was like, "Oh my god, this is consumerism gone crazy." So what they did was they now went through each row. They tallied up how
by
much.
By the way, they screenshotted a random video. So the video wasn't even about the perfumes. But they screenshotted the video because they could see the perfumes in the background, by the way. Yeah, so then, I just wanted to add that.
Then they tallied up each row and said, okay, this row equals $1,000, this row equals $1,000. Then they added it all up. I think the total was $12,000. And they were like, how the hell is she spending this on perfume when some of us can't even eat in the UK? Some of us can't even afford homes. Some young people are struggling to afford deposits.
I couldn't believe it. Mm-mm. I couldn't believe it. Mm-mm. And you know what? Yeah, I feel like that's part of the reason we're in a lot of shit in this country, because the anger is misdirected. Because mm-hmm. Molly May is a millionaire and she has a 12 grand or 10 grand perfume collection. So I think, what is it? I think a lot of the perfumes were Tom Ford and Mason.
Yeah, Mason Francis.
Yeah, so the majority were those. I think she had, I forgot what the other ones were, but she's a millionaire and she's spent her money on perfumes. I wouldn't necessarily say an excessive amount.
Mm-hmm.
From my knowledge, I could be wrong, but she hasn't said, you guys must buy these perfumes.
Oh my goodness.
It was literally just in the background of her video.
Hmm.
But someone has decided to calculate how much each of the perfumes were.
It's too much. It's too much.
And I'm just, and this is not the first time I've seen this sort of response to maybe not Molly May, but just people that are wealthy or have some kind of wealth or something online. I see people saying, oh, some of us can't even can't even afford to heat our homes in the comments.
I'll never forget, Jasmine, there's this one home. Oh, hopefully they go viral in December and I'll see if I can find it. There's this one home. They've redone their home. The home is ridiculously gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's fucking big as well. I think it's from a celebrity. I can't remember who. Anyways, it's really, really big. It's really big. It's a UK celebrity. And they had Christmas lights and it was all over their home. It was gigantic. And people in the comments were like there was like 800 comments. And people in the majority saying, oh my God, my energy bill's gone up. I can't believe you're doing this. This is disgusting. Us in the UK, we are struggling to pay our electric bill. It's gone up and you're doing this. This is nasty. I can't believe this is so disrespectful. This is so distasteful. What about us that can't afford up?
Mm-hmm.
One day we're gonna have to learn the unfortunate truth that some people are just living better than us, and it's so sad. And it's really, trust me, I want to live like them too, but it does not take away from us. It does not take away from us, unfortunately. However, it does not mean that they're better than us. It does not mean that they work harder than us. We work hard too.
Yeah,
but you can't let that be your anger. You can't now hold coal and be in the comments shouting at them.
Mm-mm. Because what I want to ask is, what do you want them to do to make you feel better?
If they turn off the light, then people in the comments will be like, oh my God, you're so relatable because you didn't even have Christmas decorations up.
But do you know what's even worse? Because I think I was saying this to you as well. Like, if Molly May had, because I don't think it was about the number of perfumes that Molly May had. It was the price of the perfume.
Mm.
So like I said to Vic, if that was a roll full of Zara perfumes, I don't think that person would have been going on about, oh, consumerism, da 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 da. I don't think they would have said all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if Molly May was having Zara perfumes in the background, I feel like people would still be saying, oh, she's fake.
Yeah,
she can't afford it. She's trying to be relatable. She's trying to force it. We know that you're a millionaire, this, that, and the other. Like, I just feel like there's no way to win in this country. If people do not like you, that's it. That is it.
Yeah, maybe we're just the worst vibes.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Beyoncé's album?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I've seen like a lot of that bounce on the shit dance. Mm-hmm. I've seen that on TikTok. I've seen that going viral. I did like the sound of Tyrant.
Yeah.
I think I like the sound of that one. And I think it's, is it Two Hands to Heaven that I've been also hearing mm-hmm. clips of, snips of. And I'm like, you know what? I could probably vibe to this as well. Mm-hmm. But you know what it is? I just have to be true to myself. Country, I mean, from what I'm hearing, it's not, I wouldn't say all of the songs are going to be songs I can't enjoy mm-hmm. or listen to. But I didn't have that immediate excitement that I did with Renaissance.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, when I saw the whole cowboy, I even thought it was a joke.
Mm.
Not a joke, but I didn't even take it in that was her genuine album.
Yeah, yeah.
When she said Cowboy Carter coming on the, was it 29th of March? I was like,
so quick as well, Jesus.
Yeah, the turnaround was mad. But yeah, I haven't given it a solid listen yet. But it's just, do you know what it is? It's just purely that I haven't been excited. I wasn't excited. Mm. But my opinion might change, because when I heard that Renaissance was a dance album, I was thinking, I don't know if this is going to be a bit of me. But when I listened to it, I was like, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah, you might. I think you'll like it more than you think, because I did.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So I like the song Blackbird, 16 Carriages I liked anyways. Protector's a good song. I still don't like Texas Hold'em. Bodyguard's a good song. Jolene's all right. I didn't like Spaghetti. Maybe I'll like it one day, but not right now. What else is on there? The Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus is nice. It's one of those songs that if X Factor was still on, that's the song they'll be singing.
Oh, is it? Yeah. They'll be going for it.
Levi Jeans with Post Malone. Post Malone was on there going, you're my renaissance. I said, good. you wanted 10 marks out of 10, innit? There's a song called Yeah Yeah. I didn't like it at first, but now I like it. And then Riverdance, Hands to Heaven, and Tyrant. Those are the three songs that you mentioned, which are all back-to-back.
Okay.
Sweet Honey Bucking. Yeah, they're all right. There's some songs I like on there, but it's not like, for example, Renaissance, I could probably listen to it and not skip anything. Whereas with this, okay. I find myself skipping a few bits. It's okay. Mm. It's good. I like the fact that she took on another genre, you know. It's fun, and you know I'm liking that she's having fun. But yeah.
Yeah, what would you rate it out of 10?
I feel a bit bad because I'm not really the country girl as well, but maybe 8 out of 10. Like, I think it's a good 8 out of 10
is still solid.
Yeah, it's quite solid. Yeah. It's a good body of work. I like the fact that she's trying something new. You know, it's not always good to stay in your safety net. Try something new. Mm. But my worry is that she's made this album to stick it to them. You know, to those haters when she went performing on stage with the country people.
Yeah.
My worry is that if we're doing a lot of that and, you know, album of the year, because my other thing was, is she doing this album because they're always giving it to Taylor Swift? So she said, me too, I'm going to do country. And I'm going to win that album of the year. My worry is she's not going to win album of the year because she referenced it on the first song, I believe.
Oh, but, is it?
Yeah, and I'm like, sis, what if they don't give it to you? I'm scared.
Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like as an artist, she's very inspirational in the sense that she will push the boundaries. Like, there's not many people that will try so many different genres.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, we start off with R&B, getting into, what's it? Is it The Gift that album was called?
That was
Renaissance,
really good, yeah.
Cowboy Carter. Like, she has a lot of different. Mm-hmm. There's something for everyone within Beyoncé's catalog, which is amazing. A lot of artists can't say that. So she does deserve album of the year for something.
Yeah,
it's just a damn shame she hasn't won it yet. But yeah, I hope she's not pinning everything on this. Just because of the rationale, I think, of awards like that, they think she already has X amount of Grammys. Why does she need the album of the year?
Please just give it to her, please. I'm scared what she's going to do next. Tyler's album, that was a 10 out of 10. No skips.
Wow, 10 out of 10.
No skips.
To be honest, what I've heard has been good. Like, I'm not going to lie. It sounds really, really good.
I know everyone's like, oh, it's the same kind of, but it's like, it's the same genre. Like, it will sound the same. It's an album. It's going to sound in sync, you know?
Yeah.
Think It's Beautiful, 10 out of 10. To be fair, she released a few of the songs before in like an EP or in the, like, I don't know what kind of style it was. But she released some of the songs already, so I've already heard some of them. And I was like, if she's going to release more music, it's going to be good, because the EP, I think Butterflies was on there, On and On, and I can't remember what other song it was. But I was like, oh, this is all 10 out of 10. So when she put out the whole album, okay, there's no skips here. Very, very good body of work. Mm. Very good. Very, very good. Like, I said to my brother, you can tell that her mom said to her, listen, if you like, yeah, do your dancing thing. You're going back to school. She was threatened. That's why the way she dances, the way she dances, the way she does her music videos, she's a superstar. Because she said, I have one shot. My mom gave me one year.
One shot.
My mom gave me 1 year to do this, and I'm going back to school. Oh, she's so good, man. She's so, so good. So a talented girl. Yes, well done to her.
Yeah, I think she'll go far. Like, she definitely seems like the next.
Yeah,
possibly anyway, the next big thing. Yeah.
But Bryson Tiller, have you heard his new album? Ahead of us going to see him.
Do you know what's crazy? Because I saw Lizzie yesterday and she was asking me the same thing. Have you listened to his new album? I was like, actually, haven't. She was like, you need to get on it because we're due to see him.
We need
soon.
To rehearse.
Yeah, we need to rehearse. But yeah, I think. No, I haven't. But do you know what it is? I'm unfortunately one of the fans that he hates right now.
Okay.
I'm one of the fans where, you know, where he's saying, I ain't releasing Trap Soul again. Okay. Like, if you're expecting to hear Trap Soul from me again, it's not going to happen. Like, just stop being my fan from now.
Mm.
And unfortunately, I'm still his fan because of Trap Soul. So, like, I'm sorry, but that album was 11 out of 10 even.
Yeah.
No skips.
No
skips. Timeless. You can go back to it over and over and over again. I don't even remember how long ago it was released. But all these years later, I can still listen to that album and be in my feels. Amazing album.
I know everyone went really hard on him on True to Self, but I like it.
I didn't mind it. But I feel, and I think I've always said this to you, but I felt his depression in that. Even in the music videos, I was like, this man is not happy.
Really
like,
sad.
You know the Run Me Dry one? That song is supposed to be like kind of, okay, he's chatting shit on it, but it's kind of upbeat. But in the video, he looks sad.
Yeah, he does. Bless him. Okay, but then what about Anniversary? I thought that was good.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. But do you know what it is? Again, I feel like I'm chasing that high of Trap Soul.
But then people do, Frank Ocean fans do that. With
Yeah.
I hear it.
Which is not good. It's not good of me. But I need to rehearse.
Yeah, we've got to get our rehearsing on. Who else has new music? I think Doja. Oh, Ariana Grande. Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Ariana. But Doja has a new song out, doesn't she?
Yeah, she released, I think it's like an extended version, or I don't know. Listen, she needs to call me when she's doing her cash grab music, because all this kind of Kendrick Lamar-esque things that you're doing, it's not for me. When you want to get into our girly pink pop bag, call me. I'll be
call
there.
You. Yeah. I get you. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of new stuff to take in, to listen to. So, yeah.
Guys, I'm trying to get Jasmine on Matcha.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, do you know what? I've had, like, matcha ice cream and stuff, and it gives. But I just don't know if I can have, like, it in full liquid form.
Mm.
Do you know, like, it's been a journey just for me to start drinking coffee in the last year and a bit. Like, I'm getting more and more into coffee. Often, like, literally never enjoying it. So I just feel like, is matcha a step too far for me?
I think it's in a good direction, because I don't know how you feel when you have coffee. When I have it, it makes me jitter, increases my anxiety. Matcha is just smooth sailing. And like, the first time I ever had matcha, I was like, why is my attention span? I thought I took drugs. Why is my attention span so sharp? Like, it's so, like, I was really scared the first time I took it. I was like, this is crazy. I've never felt like this before. But then I didn't have that feeling again. I don't know, it's because it was the first time I ever had it. But yeah, I just think it's really good. Mm. It's when I make it myself, I'm like, okay,
what does it taste like?
When I
okay,
grass.
Okay, okay.
But you should have it from Blank Street because they are actually Muslim owned as well. Muslim owned, and I think the owner's like 30.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that's he's young. So young. Yeah.
Sorry, is Blank Street not the one that? Okay.
What?
Is that not the one that that you said is not giving the matcha?
No, I went back.
Oh, you went back.
So I had the one everyone's talking about, the blueberry one, but I had it hot, and it was not. But the thing is, they like oat milk over there. That's the only alternative milk.
Okay.
And it was not given. However, I went back to have the white chocolate matcha with oat milk. Unfortunately, that was 10 out of 10.
Is it? And
that was 10 and out of 10.
What was that? Was that iced?
No, I was hot.
Okay.
I'm not ready for hot drinks yet. Until when I start wearing my air muffs, that's when I'm ready for the hot drink, for the cold drinks.
Okay. Okay.
It's I not cold you. Drinks. I don't know. Are you having cold drinks?
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. But you know what, I have it literally just because I enjoy it. That's all. It's not even about the weather, because I'll even have a hot drink in the summer if I really fancy it. But yeah, okay, I'll give it
sometimes
a try.
Sometimes I feel like cold coffees and cold matcha aren't as strong.
Yeah, I've actually seen something like that, and I didn't know if it was true or not. Like
they said
that apparently, like cold coffee, like iced coffee or whatever, isn't as potent as having it hot. But I don't know if that's true or not. I need to Google that.
But yeah, I got a fake Stanley cup from what's that place called? Home Bargains for £5.
Oh, nice.
Even cheaper than Primark.
Nice.
I know.
And is it good?
I haven't used it yet, you know. Because it's so big, I can't really take it on my commute. And my work bag, I've got it for a particular reason because it's got sleeves. It's got cup sleeves on two sides, so I've got my water bottle and my other bottle. So I've got my other bottle with matcha in it. But yeah, that's another thing I struggle with, finding stores that do matcha strong. You know how you can go into stores and get Americano on espresso, but you can't really do that with matcha.
Okay, I hear you.
But yeah, I'm having to make it at home just to make it a little bit stronger so I can not fight for my life in the morning.
No, fair enough. Oh gosh. Anyways, all right, I've got to head off.
All right, guys.
But yeah, thank you guys for your patience in dealing with like not having episodes some weeks. We appreciate y'all. And yeah, catch us at Black Girls Living Without the G, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. My account is jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm on Vixen UC on Instagram. All right, guys, have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.